time for Retention Attention with our good friend Jackie McManus. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing great. I can't believe it's September already.
I know. We were just, Dave and I were talking about this last week, and you know, and it seems like we just did, we just had Memorial Day, you know, the official start of summer, and here it is, the official end of summer already. Where does the time go?
I know, and before we know, we'll be ringing in the jingle bells.
Yeah, that's right. I said that yesterday to some friends. I said it'll be, by tomorrow, it'll be Christmas, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's so good that it does. It's so good that it has flown, and you're back with us again. And certainly, we're always looking forward to talking to you and hearing what you have to share.
Yeah, no, I love being on the show, and you know, I'd love to hear from the drivers and hear exactly what's keeping them at their current employer. Our company has taken a lot of the tactics that we've heard on the show, and speaking with drivers off the show about what's keeping that at a certain company, and taking those tactics and bringing those carriers to really look at the industry and making it a better work environment overall. So, you know, love to hear from drivers about what's keeping them from a current employer, with a current employer, because retention right now is the name of the game.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, our topic this morning basically was like, now is the norm across the board, not only in trucking, but across the board, because jobs are so a lot easier to get now. People are looking for people. They are understaffed. And the topic this morning, Jackie, was, you know, sometimes people end up jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. And once they get to that company, they realize, wait a minute, this is not what I signed up for. And they leave. So my question this morning was, how long does it take you to leave a company once you realize you jumped into the fire? But that goes back with the importance of retention, being upfront, being honest, being transparent on the beginning end of it, and where you can get the drivers in there and retain the drivers because you were truthful with them and gave them the you know, what was expected, and also what they could expect from you as well in return.
Yeah, absolutely. And spot on, it's not just our industry, it's across all industries right now. Construction, warehouse, even in tech, C-suite executives. And it's really nice, in talking to a lot of our clients, when we see drivers leave, it's typically within the first 90 days. And it's spot on to what you said, that the recruiter painted a picture that's not exactly accurate of the position, or you know, the driver just doesn't have a clear understanding of what their job responsibilities will be as a new driver, and leading for them to have that taste in the mouth and then maybe go to another company. And so companies now are really focusing on, how can we paint a better picture, a more realistic picture, that they can still get folks in the door, but also outline exactly what the job details are specifically within the first 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 1 year. And a lot of companies are looking at that as an opportunity to not only talk about the driving job specifically, but what other opportunities are available within that organization across the board. Maybe after 5 years of becoming a driver, can they become a recruiter, a recruiting manager, a dispatch manager, and work their way up the ladder. And I'm seeing more companies now than ever really focus on the overall career path, not just the career of the current driver and what they need them to do today, but they're really looking at the future of, what does this driver do today? What will they be doing in a year? And what will they be doing, you know, potentially in 5 to 6 years, if that's what they want to do? And so I think the focus on really looking at a career path within the industry is a smart way to not only recruit the younger generation, but then retain folks as well. And it's not just, you know, someone doesn't want to do the same job for 4 years with the same truck route. There has to be some form of change and progression in order to retain these folks. So I think it's great that companies are really trying to look at, you know, the 5 to 10 year plan for some of these employees so that they can retain them for the long term.
Absolutely. Our number is 615-292-6366. What drew you to your company and what is keeping you with your company? That's what we're wanting to know this morning from you. Jackie McManus is with us. And Jackie, one of the things that I'm so proud of in this industry and you bring to us each time that you come on, as far as the willingness that companies have nowadays wanting to make sure that they are doing or trying their best anyway to do what's right, to do the right things, not only to recruit them, but recruit the drivers, but to retain the drivers as well. Whereas I remember a time, and you probably, you know, when you first got into the industry, you probably remember too, where a lot of times the companies didn't really care, or at least didn't show that they cared. You know, it would be more like, if they leave, so what? I can hire some more. You know, but it's not exactly. It's not like that now.
It's absolutely not. And even I've seen over the last 15 years of being in the industry, this conversation around recruitment and retention has dramatically increased, especially at the TCA events, the ATA events, you know, intermodal events. These are things that we're talking about in depth. And I think the biggest awareness that these organizations have had, these companies have had, is that they really can't take, if they want to grow, they really can't take their company to the next level without their biggest asset, and that's the driver. And so if they're looking at growth, if they're looking at expansion, they have to really look at how they're treating the driver, how they're respecting the driver at a smaller scale before they even grow the company. And it's with that awareness, I do think there's also a new generation of leadership that's coming into play that really respects the driver themselves. But without that type of awareness, the companies are going to sink. If they're not going to get on board with certain technologies, if they're not going to get on board with you know, overall retention strategies, they're going to sink in this market. And so it's very competitive. And so it's kind of the old saying, you know, if you don't sink, you're gonna, you know, if you don't swim, you're gonna sink. And I think a lot of companies now have had more willingness, and that's the perfect word for Tim, than ever before, to figure out exactly how to make the culture better for not only the internal staff, but the drivers that are out on the road.
Yeah, absolutely, so true. We're going to pull over and take us a break. And Jackie, you have a lot of folks that's looking forward to talking to you. So we'll head to the phone lines once we come out of the break. Jackie McManus is with us. This is Tim Ridley on Retention Attention on The Tim Ridley Show on Sirius XM 146. 47 minutes past the hour. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Jackie McManus is with us. What drew you to your company and what is keeping you with your company? 615-292-6366. Jackie, we're going to go to Spencer. Spencer, good morning to you. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Well, good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good morning.
Doing
great.
Good,
how are
thanks.
You?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I can't complain. Back in 08, I used to run cage pulling tankers, and I was in a bad rollover while I was asleep. I had 6 surgeries, including a heart attack and a heart transplant within four and a half years. When I come out of my last 2 surgeries, which was my transplant shoulder surgery, the company I was driving for at the time decided they didn't want me. I kind of got blacklisted. doctors, you name it, they do it. And I can honestly say, I thought I'd never drive for a big company again. And
really?
They have been there every step of the way.
That's amazing. And I've heard that about that company specifically, that they really go above and beyond to make their drivers feel, you know, respected and heard and help with, you know, personal life situations that sometimes you need assistance with as far as scheduling. So that's amazing, and that really just falls into, for us, you know, exactly, you know, having that honest transparency and good communication right from the beginning. Let me ask you this. How did you hear about Free Carriers? Was it through friends? Was it online? Billboard?
Well, it's kind of a long, funny long story. I was born in 71, and my dad was an owner-operator with Creek back then. So I spent the first, from about a year old till I was five, in a truck with him, driving here. And now I drive for him. I've got two boys. They both have drove for him. One's fixing to come back again. And both of them, you know, were like, I'm retiring from there. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I mean, and I've been owner-operator with them. I run a dedicated account right now, so I work with a small group of dispatchers out of West Memphis, Arkansas. And, man, I won't go anywhere. They're going to have to run me off.
That's a great problem to have, and I love that your whole family has shared that passion as well with that company. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's a family affair, Spencer. Man, that is awesome. That's, we love to hear that. Thanks for calling, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, hey, Tim, I live down there in Biloxi as well. I was curious, what church do you go to down there?
Church of the King, right there on Cedar Lake.
Okay, I live on Cedar Lake.
Oh, do you? Okay, you have to live in Cedar Lake
and Pops Ferry.
Okay, yeah, I know exactly where you are. Okay. All right, well, you'll have to contact me sometime, and maybe we'll get together for a cup of coffee or something.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you. Listening all right, time. Brother. Y'all have a great morning. Blessed day.
You too, man.
You too.
And he's right. Creed is an awesome company. They really do, you know, they do the drivers right. And I can't say enough good things about them. And they believe in hiring the drivers to retire, you know, not just for a job and something to do for the next few years. They want to hire them and for them to be there for the long term and to retire from that company. And as you can see with Spencer, you know, it's kind of strange. He started out with them with his dad from the age of 1 to 5, and now he's with them and his son. So, but let's head to California, and Steve is with us. Steve, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Morning, Jackie. Morning, Tim. Tim knows what company I work for. I sound fit for my job, but I started here 3 years ago. Yeah. And my company, they leave me alone. Yeah, I tell you, I'm a company driver, but I'll stay out and I'll run. When I want to go home, I can go home for as long as I want. No repercussion, except don't get paid. But still be, I haven't even cashed in any vacation time since I've been here in 3 years, except maybe one day a week when I go home for over Christmas, just to cover my insurance and whatnot. But, you know, I really don't care what people say. It's, you know, companies, yeah, sometimes it sounds like it'd be really good. It might not be what you want, but for the period of time, you got to just make lemonade out of lemons, you know. All these companies are pretty much the same, to tell you the truth. And it's just what you make of it, and if you don't have the attitude that, even if it's a crappy company, if you don't have an attitude that you can make it better, you're not going to make it better.
Right.
It's whatever attitude you go into with it. And I spent last week, the company I was with before this one, I was with them 10.5 years. And I just got all the stupid stuff they put on the new trucks. I just couldn't take it, so I had to make the switch. Had a couple friends over here. They left, they come back, you know. And,
right.
I'm still plugging away, just do what I got to do, and I'm happy. Happy camper.
That's great, and I love what you said about having a good attitude, because it does, it is a two-way streak, where with companies, I believe there's some, you know, crappy companies out there, as you mentioned, but, you know, there are companies that have been good companies, and it does come down to, as well, you know, the driver having a good attitude of, you know, wanting to make themselves better and wanting to, you know, move up with the company and maybe have that full autonomy that you have of independence, which I think is huge. You know, no one wants to be micromanaged. They want to feel like they're adults. And I think that's usually, you know, that's the soft core values that companies really have a hard time advertising for. But if you hear from your friends and family, that's typically true. And I love what you said, though, about having a good attitude across the board for both drivers and the company as well.
Exactly. It's just like when I went in the military. I went with the attitude I was going to have the involuntary and basic, and by God, that's the best time I ever had. There were guys in there just hating life. And it's
right.
A big mind game. And sometimes out here, it's a big mind game, is all it is.
Yep. Yeah,
so guys, figure that out.
Yep.
But, all right, y'all have yourself a good one.
Well, Steve, you too, brother. You too. I just have to kind of laugh. I had my mic muted, but you had the best time doing basic training, and I know the other soldiers were wondering, what in the world is wrong with you?
Yeah, it truly is a happy camper.
Yeah, that's right. I did the same thing when I went through the police academy, and I had a blast, and the other cadets were wondering, well, why are you liking this? You know, I can't wait to get out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I had a great time. But Jackie, yeah, I'm sorry, you were about to say something?
No, I just said I can relate. I think that's why you and I get along. I'm definitely a glass half full type of chick. So,
yeah,
glass, you know, and it's a good way to look at life in every situation.
Absolutely, it certainly is. And we appreciate you, Jackie. We're just about out of time, but we're looking forward to you the next time around with you, and you have a great rest of the week.
You too, Tim. Thanks so much for having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
You bet.